Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Lamed Beis, and we are 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Mosiv Rava. Today's daf has been learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanasuna Batzara Vashiv. So we're moving along in some of the real yeshiva dafin in Perek Cheskes Habatim, another classic daf. So the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph told the story. There were two people that were fighting over the ownership of a piece of property. Reuven claimed that this property belonged to his family. Shimon claimed that, no, he inherited it from his family. Reuven brought Eden that the property belonged to his Eidus. Not just that. He also brought Eden that he had a cheskas gimel shanim. Shimon brought Eden that he had a cheskas gimel shanim, but could not bring Eden that this property belonged to his Zedis. So Rav Nachman was presiding over this din Torah, and he said the following: Oiki achilo lebahadi achilo, for oiki yara becheskas avasa. Reuven and Shimon both have Eden saying that they made a cheskas gimel shanim during that same 3-year period. Those two sets of Eden cancel each other out. One of them is not telling the truth. As a result, we can't rely on any one of them. Reuven, however, also has Edim, Shalavoisai. So he's going to end up getting the property because of the fact that at the end of the day, he has Edim saying Shalavoisai, and there's nothing contradicting that Edis. Amalei Rava. So Rava told Rav Nachman, Vaha Edos Mukheshasi. At the end of the day, the same Edim that are saying Shalavoisai of Reuven are also saying that Reuven had a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Now, Shimon has Edim saying that during those 3 years, he had a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Meaning, Reuven's Edim are Mukheshes as it relates to their Haggadah that Reuven had a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Once there's a Hakhosha with regards to that Haggadah's Edos, you can't just go and rely on the Edos of Reuven's Edim that are saying Shalavoisai of Reuven. What did Rav Nachman respond? He said, "Nihi deiskachish ba'achilasa, or ba'avasa miiskachish." Just because there's hakrosha as it relates to who had the cheskas gimel shanim, that doesn't mean that you can't anymore rely on these edim for another edus. And the edus of cheskas gimel shanim is not the same edus as shalavoisai. So that although it's true as it relates to who had the chazaka, you can't rely not on Reuven's edim and not on Shimon's edim, but as it relates to the edus of Reuven's edim saying shalavoisai Reuven, for that there's no akrasha, and those edim you would be able to rely on. So there was a machloikis. Rav Nachman and Rava had to go about this halacha. Rav Nachman paskin that this piece of property is going to go to Reuven based on the fact that Reuven has edim shalavoisai. Rava said that you can't in any way give the piece of property to Reuven, you can't give it to Shimon. What you have here is Eidus Mukheshes, and as a result, nobody gets it. What's the halacha, by the way, when you have a situation like this? So it's really a sugi that we're going to learn in the next couple of days. In the event that you have two people fighting over a piece of property, and there's no one person that has a better argument than the other, alzen emar kol da olim gavar, which literally means let the stronger party prevail, and whoever is the olim, he's the one that ultimately is going to end up with this piece of property. So whereas Rav Nachman gave the property to Reuven, Rava held that the halach is going to be called Olam Gavar. Now, the Gemara digressed, and the Gemara said that at first glance it would seem that this machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rava, is totally in a gross machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, base kite edem hamakrishe zu azu. Rav Huna said, zu babif neyatzma meida, vazu babif neyatzma meida. Rav Chizda said, bahadi sadi shakri, lomali, and the Gemara was doicha. The Gemara said that it's not muchach that this machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rava, even though at first glance it sounds like it is, but really it's not muchach that it's the same machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. Either way, at the very end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara said, "Hoder aisi sadi davasahi." After a little while, Shimon was able to produce edim that said that really this piece of property belonged to his zedis. So that now Shimon evened the playing field. Reuven has edim shalavoisai. Shimon also has edim shalavoisai. Reuven has edim that he had a cheskas gimel shanim. Shimon has edim that he had a cheskas gimel shanim. I'm Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, who originally gave the property to Reuven based on the fact that he was the only one that had edim that said shalav oisai, he came in and he said anan achtine anan maskinale. We have to now reverse the halacha. Meaning, I originally gave it to Reuven because Reuven was the yada al yoyne. He had edim shalav oisai. Well, now Shimon also has edim shalav oisai, which means now again they're in the same exact place. Reuven doesn't have anything over than Shimon, and as a result, I'm taking it away from Reuven. And what am I doing with it? Called Olam Gavar. It's going to be in a situation where no one has any adifas over the other, and as a result, it's going to be as if no one has any edim. Everything that any one of the Edom said is cancelled out, and it's going to go to what Rava had originally said. It's going to be called the Olam Gavar. And he added one knech. He said, "Lizilusa de Beidin Aloy Chashina." He says, I want you to know that I'm saying a little bit of a chiddush, because at first glance, you can argue that maybe this is not the smartest thing to do, because inevitably it's going to make Beis Din look bad, because it looks like Beis Din initially gave the property to Reuven, and now they're taking it away from Reuven. So what are people going to say? That, yeah, the courts sometimes frivolously are going to issue a psak without doing a proper due diligence. And what may result from that is a zilusid beidino. And that was Rav Nachman's knech. He said that anan achtine, anan maskinale, and lezilusid beidino loy chayshina. This is not something that we're worried about. Either way, that's the recap of yesterday's daf, and we pick up from there. Masiv Rav v'itei mirab Zeira. So Rav asked the kashan. Some say it was Rav Zeira that asked the kashan from a mishnah ksubis daf chof beis amir al shnayim oimrim meis v'shnayim oimrim loy meis. There were two people that walked into Beis Din and said that Pliny died. As a result, Pliny's wife is not an eishes ish. She's muteres l'shok. If she wants to get married, she's allowed to get married. Two other edim came and they said loy meis. No. Pliny did not die. As a result, Pliny's wife is an Ashes ish. She's not allowed to get married. Or Shnaim Omer Neskasho, Shnaim Omer Loi Neskasho. Yeah, two Edom that said that this woman was divorced. As a result, she's not an Ashes ish. And two other Edom said Loi Neskasho, she was not divorced. So the halacha is, you have Shbeis Kitei Edom HaMakrisho Ezu Ezu, HaRezu Loi Tinase. As a result, she's not allowed to get married. Why? Because she's a Suffolk Ashes ish. As much as there are two Edom that are saying she's not an Ashes ish, there are also two Edom that are saying she is an Ashes ish. Then this is Loi Teitze. And if she went and she got married, the halacha is Loi Teitze, she's allowed to stay married. Now just to pause for 1 second, that sounds like a very big chiddush. To the extent that she's a Suffolk Eishes Ish, and that's why Harezu Loi Tinase, how could it be in Nisus Loi Teitze? So the Gemara Ksubas discusses this in length, and the Gemara says that you have to make two akimtas. Number one, the man that she married was one of the Edim that said that she's not an Eishes Ish. Thus, Mitzad HaChosin, it's okay for him to get married, because although there is hakchosh in his edus, but that's only klape alma. But being that he is one of the edim, and he's saying, I'm telling you, and I know for a fact that she's divorced or her husband died, as a result, if he wants to marry her, this is something he'd be allowed to do. Additionally, the Gemara says it's talking about where she herself is barili. She says she did her due diligence and she knows that really she's not an Eishes Ish. Now, it's a chiddush that we would even reckon with what she thinks. What does that mean? She has this hergish and she's barili that really she's allowed to get married. And the truth is, this is a very, very important halach in the sugis of Agunas. So when we learned the end of Masechtas Yevamos, we went through some of the tshuvas from the Chasam Sofer in the world of Agunas and some of the kulas that the Gedolei Yisrael said to try to be mater Aguna, this sugya is one of the very important sugyas. But the bottom line is, HaRezu Loi Tinase, because she's a Suffolk Eishes Ish, stating that V'im Nises, you have to read the fine print, Loi Teitze, she's allowed to stay married. Rav Nach, Rav Yosi said Teitze, that she's not allowed to get married L'chadchila, and B'dievet, if she gets married, Teitze. Rav Nach, Rav Yosi said, Ey, Mose, Ani, Yom, Teitze. When do I say that if she gets married, B'dievet, she has to leave her marriage? That's Bizman Shabo Edim, V'achakach Nises. That's true if first Edim came and then she got married. Meaning at the time that she got married, it was already a Suffolk, whether she's allowed to get married. Zok, Rav Nachim, Rav Yosi, I don't care if she's barili, and I don't care if she's marrying one of the Edim. You don't get married, and if you get married, Teitze. Aval Nises. Let's say two Edim came and said that she's allowed to get married. And as a result of that, she got married. V'acha kachbo Edim. And then Edim came. Meaning the Hakosh came about afterwards. Harezu loy Teitze. Then the halach is, she's allowed to stay married. Now we need Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi. And we don't need the case of Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi. We're not learning Agunas now. We just need one prat. And that is Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi holds that in the event that she got married beheter, if later a suffix emerges, harezu loy teitze. So if she would get married in a matzav of suffix, harezu teitze. He doesn't subscribe to what the Chachamim say. If, however, when she got married, she had a right to get married, then already, harezu loiteitze. What would be pshat? Who cares that she got married beheter? The time she got married, we knew only of the two Edom that said that she's not an Eishes Ish. Now we know it's not so simple. So now it's a Safik if she's allowed to be married. If it's a Safik, she's allowed to be married. And Nach B'Yoshi doesn't care if you're Bari and you're marrying one of the Edom. So the Halacha should be Tetzin. Oh, it must be Lizzie Lucid the Medina Chayshina. Because being that all it is a Safik, and she got married, Soif Kol Soif Beheter, so we say you're allowed to stay married. So Masiv Ravov, Itaimo, Rab Zeiro, Rav Nachman, you're saying Anan Achtine. I have a raya from Shitas Rab Nachman Rab Yosi in the sugyas of Agunos that lizilusa de beidina chayshina. So the Gemara says, "Amale." So Rab Nachman responded. He said, "Quote: Ano savi lemeved uvda. My intention was to follow what I thought was the halacha, and that is lizilusa de beidina loy chayshina. But hashto da isvinonat. But now that you ask me this kasha, and oh by the way, va'isvan Rav Hamnuna besurya, Rav Hamnuna in Surya also asked me this kasha. Loy avdina ba'uvda. I am not going to follow what I said, meaning lizilusa de beidina chayshinon. And in a situation like this, where I already paskin that it belongs to Reuven, even if later there's another peer of Eden, and later maybe we have to recalibrate, but there's a sensitivity to Bezdin not unwinding a psak, and I'm going to leave things the way they are. Says the Gemara, stating everything that we just said, Nafak Avad Uvda. After Rav Nachman's whole Hakdama, after Rav Nachman said what he said, he went and he was Avad Uvda. He did exactly what he wanted to Lechatchilo do, and he did exactly what he said that he wasn't going to do. So the Gemara says, the Chaz, whoever was there, Sava thought, Tohusi biyade, that he must have been all over the place. He must have made a mistake, right? Like, what's going on over here? Rav Nachman was not worried about Zilusa Beidina. Then he gets asked these two bomb kashas. So he says, oh, I chap now, I'm supposed to be worried about Zilusa Beidina. And then Allah Alamaisa, he says, everyone said, Rav Nachman, what's going on over here? The Gemara says, Elam Mishum Detalya Ashli Rabbi. The reason Rav Nachman ended up not being worried about Zilusa de Beidina is because as much as he was asked these bomb kashas from Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi, which seems that Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi is worried about Zilusa de Beidina, but Rabbi Nachman chapped afterwards that really this is totally an Ashle Ravrvi. So what does Ashle Ravrvi mean? So some Rishonim say it means big ropes. Other Rishonim say it means big trees. Miloshim Vayita Isha. Regardless, he chapped that it's totally in a Machlikis Tanoim. And really, it's not so posh whether Zilusa de Beidina Chashinon or Loi Chashinon. As a result, he said, yeah, you asked me a good kasha, but I'm not so misspelled from the kasha, because I know now everybody agrees with what emerges from that sheet of Rav Nachman Rav Yosi. My hergish was anan achtinon, anan maskinon lezilusa de beidina loy chashinon, and that's why he went back to lezilusa de beidina loy chashinon. Either way, so Rav Nachman just said that whether we're chayish lezilusa de beidina, we're not chayish lezilusa de beidina, is toli ba'ashle ravervi. So what's this ashle ravervi? The tanan we learned in a Mishnah, and this is also Ksubis Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein Milon LeKohuna Al Pi Edach." So we're discussing someone that we were a little bit unsure whether or not this person is a Kohen. My nafkemina, is he allowed to eat truma? Could he do the avoida? Could he duchen? So says Rabbi Yehuda, "Ein Milon LeKohuna Al Pi Edach." That in order to establish somebody as being a kosher Kohen, an Eidach is not enough, you would have to have two Eidim. Amar Rabbi Elazar said, Emas, when is this true? Bizman sheyesh olav oirin. When do we say ein mailon lekuna al pi Eidach, meaning that you need two Eidim? That's if there's oirin. There are people that are disputing, there are people that are questioning the situation. Av makom shein oirin. Let's say no one's questioning, no one's saying to the contrary. Mailon lekuna al pi Eidach, then the halach is, it could be mailon al filo al pi Eidach. Rav Shimon Gamliel, oimer mishum Rav Shimon Askan. Rav Shimon Gamliel, send the name of Rav Shimon Askan. Mailon lekuna al pi Eidach, it could be mailon lekuna al pi Eidach. So if you go through this Mishnah a little bit more carefully, the Mishnah mentions three shittas, but at first glance it sounds like it's really only two, right? Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein Milon LeKuhuna Al Pi Eidacha. Okay. Rabbi Elazar says that's true, but that's only B'makom Sheyesh Oirin. If there's no Oirin, Milon LeKuhuna Al Pi Eidacha. Shimon Gamliel said, in the name of Shimon Askan, Mailan lekuna al pi edacha. So the question is, what's the difference between Shitas Rabbi Lozer and Shitas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Again, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is clear. Ein mailan lekuna al pi edacha. But Rabbi Lozer and Shimon Gamliel both seem to say that mailan lekuna al pi edacha. Now the language is a little bit different. Rabbi Lozer said a masse bisman sheich ayirin. Avu b'makim she ein ayirin mailan lekuna al pi edacha. Shimon Gamliel just simply said mailan lekuna al pi edacha. But at first glance, the Gemara's approach is that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is clearly on an island, but as it relates to Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, whatever the difference is, seems to be a little bit nuanced, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mahayna Rabbi Lozer, at first glance, it would seem Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Lozer are saying the same thing. They both hold, Mai lakuna al pi edachot, zok tamavchi, teime irchad, ikabeinayu. Maybe you'll tell me that the machloikis between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is whether or not an eid echad is believed to be ma'ilo lekuhuna when there's an error, but only one person is being ma'ar. Again, Rabbi Loza said that although ein ma'ilo lekuhuna al pi edachad, that's only b'makim sheish er. But if there's no error in, then you could be ma'ilo lekuhuna al pi edachad. Shimon Gamliel said in the name of Shimon ben Askan, you could be ma'ilo lekuhuna al pi edachad. The Gemara is assuming that if there's real iron, no one's going to hold. You can be ma'ilo lekuhuna al pi edachad, which is why the Gemara is asking the kasha, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Rabbi Lozer. Okay, so what is the machloikis? They obviously hold the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the machloikis is, if one person is ma'ir, is that considered an error? Or is that not considered an error? How so? Rabbi Lozer, Savar Irachat. Maybe Rabbi Lozer holds that even one person is considered an error. So when Rabbi Loza said, "A masai b'makim sheish oirin, avo b'makim shein oirin, mai lakun al pi edachod," what he's saying is, I agree in mai lakun al pi edachod if there's oirin, meaning even oirer, even one oirer. When is it that you could be mai lakun al pi edachod if there isn't even one oirer? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel savar, whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds iritrei that the definition of oirin is two people being ma'ar. So that the nafkemina between Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would be whether you could be mai lakun al pi eid echad when all you have is one person being ma'irer, or one person being oirer. According to Rabbi Lozer, ir dechad is considered an error, so that you would need two eidim. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, ir dechad is not considered an error. So in that case, you would not need two eidim. One eid would be enough. So what would then be the three shittas? Rabbi Yehuda holds in my lakuna al pi edachad, period. You can never be my lakuna al pi edachad. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel both hold that if there's no iron at all, avadi you could be my lakuna al pi edachad. However, the machloikis is, what if there's one person being iron? According to Rabbi Lozer, ir the chad is considered an error. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, only ir the trace is considered an error. And the loss of Rabbi Lozer is going to be geshmak. Rabbi Lozer was the one that said, bizman sheyesh iron, he was rabbis, even one iron would be considered an oyer, but the Gemara says it can't be that's the case. You know why? Because from Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yaakov, everybody holds in ir pachas mishnayim. Rabbi Yochanan said throughout Shas that whenever there's an idea of error, regardless of what the context is, whether you're discussing b'fanai nechtam or b'fanai nechtam, if you look in the Maseres Hashas, getting daftes, or whatever exactly the context is, error always has to be two people. One person being ma'arer is never considered an error. So you can't say that Shitas Rabbi Lozer is that he holds ir chad shmei ir, because we know Rabbi Yechon already laid out the law of the land, ein ir pachas mishnayim. How the Gemara says ir tre. You have to say that everybody holds that ir means two people. If you don't have two people being ir, it's as if there are no irin. Okay, so what then is the machloikas? So the Gemara is going to have to work a little bit, and the Gemara is going to try to come up with a machloikis, which is anything but mefurish in the Mishnah, that will somehow tie us into our sugya of whether lezilusa de beidina chayshinon or lezilusa de beidina loy chayshinon. So the Gemara says like this. Maybe, again, certainly not mochach, but maybe the machloikis is the following. Can go in the machzakinon le ba'avu adahai de koyinu. This person who we're trying to figure out, is he a koyin, is not a koyin, was someone where we know his father was becheskas that he's a koyin. Okay, so what's the shayla? If your father's a koyin, you're a koyin, right? No, called the ben gerusha ben chalutzahu. There was a call that came out that said that this person is a ben gerusha ben chalutza, so that although he's a koyin, but he's a posel a koyin, and as a result, he can't do the avoid, and he can't eat truma, etc., etc. V'achtine, and because of that koil, we said, oh, a koil, that this person is not a kosher koyim, so we can't treat him as a kosher guy. And then afterwards, an eid echad came, v'omar, and said, the koyin gomeru. Here's the sabach. Then, no, he's a proper koyin. V'askine, and because of that eid echad, we then elevated him and we made him into a kohen. Okay, but also Beitrei, and then two Edom came, the Amri, and they said the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzah, that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzah. So what happened then? Vachtine, oh, two people said that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzah. So it's two against one. Fashteitznach, we knocked him out. Vas Eid Echav, I'm the kohen. And then another Eid Echav came and said that he really is a kohen. So what are we left with right now? A lot just happened. But really, what we're left with is two Edom that are saying he's a good kohen, one, and two Edom that are saying that he's not a good kohen. Right? The two Edom that are saying a good kohen didn't come at the same time. First an Eid Echad came, and then two Edom said, no, he's bad, and then another Eid Echad came. But at the end of the day, what we're left with is Trey. Now, what happens if you have two Edom saying that he's a good kohen and two Edom saying he's not a good kohen? Is it going to be a good kohen, not a good kohen? So it's very important to understand Pashup Shana and the Gemara. He's going to be a good kohen. And you know why? Because he's Becheskas Kasha. So being that the original Chazaka was that he was good, so he's going to be Becheskas, that he's going to be okay. Stating that, there was a lot of back and forth over here, right? So the Gemara says like this, Udukuli Alma, to make this Mishnah have Shaychus to our Sugya, we're going to say the following, that everybody holds Mitztarfin Eidos. That the fact that the two Eidim came on different days and in different contexts, in different courts, who cares? At the end of the day, you have an Eid Echa and you have another Eid Echa, each one's a Kasher Eid, and we have no problem being Mitztarf. Okay, so what then is the machloikis, because again, what we're saying is the machloikis, Rabbi Lazar and Shimon Gamliel, is in such a case. So what are they arguing about? What they're arguing is, do you have to be chayish for zilus of the beidina, or do you not have to be chayish for zilus of the beidina? Rabbi Lazar holds, being that this person was knocked down, again, what was he knocked down? There was a coil that there was some question, and an Eid Echad came and he said he was okay. Then two Eidim came and said that he's not okay. Once we knocked him down, are you day those two Eidim? If another Eid Echad comes now to be Mitzaref with the original Eid Echad, although now you're going to have a tray, and you're going to have a person who is Becheskes Kashas, Loi Maskinole. You can't elevate him back, and the reason is Chayishina, Lizzi Lusa de Beidina, because we're Chayish, Lizzi Lusa de Beidina. For Rab Shimon Gamliel, Sovere, Rab Shimon Gamliel holds, Anan Achtine, Vana Maskinole. He says, no, at the end of the day, what you have over here is a tray, Uzi Lusa de Beidina, Loi Chayishina, we're not Chayish, Lizzi Lusa de Beidina. So the Gemara says, again, certainly not beforeish, but maybe you want to know what the machloik is between Rabbi Lazar and Shimon Gamliel is going on in this Mishnah. Maybe the machloikis is a case where whether or not we can accept the testimony of that second Eid Echad is really getting involved in Zilusi Deidina, and that's mamash what they're arguing about. Whereas Rabbi Lazar holds that Chayshina L'Zilusi Deidina, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Loi Chayshina L'Zilusi Deidina. So again, the machloikis is not a machloikis. How much Eidus do you have when it comes to establishing someone as a Kohen Kasher? That's what it sounded like from the Mishnah. But the Gemara says no, because the last two shittas are mamash the same shittas from the Hilchas Eidus that you need to establish somebody as a Kasher Kohen. What then is the Shaila? The Shaila is, do you have this problem of Zilusi de Beidina, Anan Achtine, Anan Maskine? Now, just in terms of reading the words of Rabbi Lazar, right? How do you read Rabbi Lazar? What did Rabbi Lazar say? Emasai, when do I hold that the Aloch is a mile on the kuna pi dechod? That's bisman sheish oirin. That's if there's oirin. Avo b'makim she'ein oirin, mile on the kuna pi dechod. And the oirin that Rabbi Lazar is talking about now is going to be, I agree that you need two Eidim in order to be Milam him, in the event that there were two Edom that came in the interim. There were Oyrim Atu, like Rabbi Yochanan said, Einir Pachas Mishnayim, they knocked him out. Then, if you want to be Milam him, the halacha would be you would need two Edom. Because you can't be Mitzarev the two Eid Echads, and the reason you can't be Mitzarev the two Eid Echads is because Lizilusi the Beidin Chashinon. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not nispoil from that. He says, Milam Lakuna al Pi Eid Echad. In your case, where it's an Eid Echad and another Eid Echad, you could be mitzarif to two Eid Echad. I'm not worried about Zilusa de Beidina. It's going to be Trey or Trey. He's going to have a Cheskes Kashas. And like this, everything is going to be okay. But the Gemara says, Maskel for Rav Ashi. But Rav Ashi, yes. Yihachi, oi bazoi, ma'ir yechad. I feel the betray nami. If the Yisoid of Shittas Rabbi Lazar, why that last Eid Echad is not believed, although he could be mitzarif with the first Eid Echad, and you'll have a Trey or Trey with a Cheskes Kashas, and based on that, he should be okay. It's based on some Zaitiger reason, because Lizilusa de Beidina Chayshinon. So it would come out, let's say, it wouldn't be a second Eid Echad that would have came at the end, but two proper Eidim would have came. So you would have the person who's Becheskas that he's a good Kohen, then there's a call that he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, then Eid Echad said he was good, then two Eidim said he wasn't good, and then another two Eidim would say he's good. It still would be a problem, right? Because Lizilusa de Beidina Chayshinon. What's the difference if two Eidim come later, if one Eid comes later? When one Eid comes later, Be'etzem he could be mitzarif with the original Eid, Narvas, Lizilusa de Beidina Chayshinon. That's what we're worried about. So if that's the case, even if two Eidim would come, and it's not mashma that way from Rabbi Lazar, right? Because what's Rabbi Lazar saying? Rabbi Lazar is saying that it's true in Maila Lakuna al Piyed Echad, but that's true Bezman Sheyesh Oirin. Meaning, when there's Oirin, then an Eid Echad is not good because the Eid Echad can't be Messiah with the first Eid Echad, but it sounds like two Eidim would be good. It's not true. Even two Eidim wouldn't be a good. So the Gemara says, Olam Ravashi. So Ravashi said, you have to say that the Machloikis is something else. Something that will make it have zero shaychis to our sugya. What then is the machloikis? The kuliyama, everybody holds leich hashina lizilusa de beidina. Everybody holds that al zilusa de beidina, really, leich hashina. It's not something you have to worry about. And really, the second eid echad could be mitzarif be'etzim with the first eid echad. What then is the question? The machloikis is whether or not two eid echads that say eidus individually could you be mitzarif their eidus. And they're arguing in the following machloikis. The only time two eidim can be mitzarif is if they saw what they're testifying about at the same time. Reb Shuman Karcha said it's not true. Even if they didn't see it, still, it's going to be okay. We need the next part of this. The only time two Eidim can be made in Bezdin is if they take say Eidus at the same time. But if one Eid says Eidus now and the other Eid says Eidus later, it's not going to be okay. Rav Nosson says, they don't have to be made at the same time. One person can say Eidus today, the other person can say Eidus tomorrow. As long as they're both telling the truth and they're both testifying about the same thing, who cares if that God is Eidus is together? That's from Nosson Shita. Tanna Kama holds not that way. Says the Gemara, the machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Braisa is what we thought it was, but the Shaila over here is not whether the shaila is whether you can be mitzarif the two eid echads. Again, the case is the way we set up the case. The case is where he was muchzik that he was a kosher koyin, then there was a call that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, then an eid echad said that he's kosher, then two eidim said he's pasul, then another eid echad came and said he's kosher. And that's the machloikis. The machloikis is whether or not you can be mitzarif these two eidim or you can't be mitzarif these two eidim. Rabbi Loza holds, you can't be mitzarif the two eidim. And that's what he means, bizman sheyesh oirin. It's a problem. In this case, although an eid echad be'etzim should be believed, here it's not going to be okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, no, you can even starve to two eid echads. What's the shaila? First, the Gemara thought the shaila is the lucid de beidina. The Gemara says, no, everyone holds the lucid de beidina, loich hashinon, the haraya, because if this was the lucid de beidina shaila, then even two eidim would have been a problem. So obviously, they both hold that that's not a concern over here. What then is the shaila? Could you be mitzarev two eid echads? An eid echad that says today, an eid echad that says tomorrow, and that's an eight old question, that's a machloikis between Rav Nosson and the Chachamim. But Enochinami, if two Eidim would come later, it would be okay. Because then the two Eidim are being made as a Kat Eidus. You don't need to be mitzarif them anymore with the original Eid Echad. There's no problem with Zilusa de Beidina. And in that situation, everything would be okay. And that's a wrap on the first part of today's daf, which was really the second part of yesterday's daf. And we now turn our attention to another sugya. That's Oymed Berumah Shaloylam. We say that a lot, but I mean it, as it relates to Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, and it's going to be the topic of some of the raid that we're going to talk about. Either way, says the Gemara, Huda Amalei L'Chavre, there was a person that went over to his friend, and he told him, my boss, Payaro, what are you doing on my piece of property? Which, incidentally, every Cheskes Habatim case starts this way. What are you doing in my living room? Amalei, so he told him, Minach Savinta, what do you mean? I bought it from you. V'hat Shtara, and here's the Shtar. I can prove it to you. I have a Shtar. Now, he said he has a shtar, right? Which means that he wasn't coming mikoya cheskas gemulshanim. So in that way, this is a little different than the classic cheskas habatim case, right? In the classic cheskas habatim case, the shakti v'tayr is a little bit longer. The machzik tells the ma'ar, I bought it from you. He says, where's your shtar? He says, I lost my shtar. Why'd you lose my shtar? Well, I've been here for a long time. Yada, 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 right? That's the way the case usually plays itself out. Over here, he said right away, I have a shtar. It wasn't 3 years. I have a geherig shtar. Amalei, so the ma'ar told the machzik, shtar zayfahu. This shtar is a shtar mezoyev. So the Gemara says, gochin lochesh le the rabba. The machzik bent down and he whispered into the ear of Rabba, who was presiding over this case. And he told him, quote, in shtar zayfahu. It's true. This shtar is mezuyif. Miu shtar ma'al yahavli. You should know I had a regular shtar. Ve'erchis and I lost it. Ve'aminos, I made a cheshbon. I said, inkit hai biyadoi. Koldo, let me take this shtar with me. Even though I know that this shtar really is not a good shtar. But at the very least, let me have a little bit of something. So again, Reuven goes over to Shimon. The Ma'ara goes over to the Machzik. He says, what are you doing on my property? He says, it's not your property. It's my property. He says, what do you mean? I can prove to you that this was my family's property. He says, true, but I have a shtar that I bought it from you. So he pulls out the shtar, and the Ma'ara looks at the shtar. He says, the shtar is fake. This is not a real shtar. The shtar is mezuyah. So this person bends down. He whispers into Rabba's ear, you should know the shtar happens to be fake. This guy's tiny and good. He got me. I'm completely busted. However, you should know I had a good shtar, and I lost a good shtar. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba. Rabba said, rather shockingly, Maloy l'shaker. This person, the machzik, has a migo. If he wanted, he could have just said it's a really good shtar. And if he said it's a good shtar, this guy's taina of mezuyev would have been completely dismissed. He didn't say that. That's true. He admit that the shtar is mezuyev, but he could have said that. Being that he could have said that, he's believed to say that he had another shtar that got lost. He's believed to say that he really bought it. Based on this, migu amalei Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef told Rabbi, "Am I somches? Am I shtara? I don't understand." At the end of the day, the only evidence that this person has that this field belongs to him is this shtar. And hay shtara chas b'ba'almahu. And this shtar is a chas b'ba'almah. V'harai he admit that the shtar is a chas b'ba'almah. So if this shtar is a chas b'ba'almah, how in the world is he going to be able to keep this property based on this shtar? And therefore, Rav Yosef told Rabbi, "I vehemently disagree with your psak. I hold that this person does not have a migu, and it's for that reason we're going to take the property away from the machzik. We are going to give it to the ma'ar." So really, this story stops here. Now the Gemara is going to bring two additional stories that are very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan, but as it relates to the initial story, it stops right here. And really, there's a lot of things that need to be understood just from a simple pshat tova perspective. Just to get a toyamel, and really, for further reference, you need a shtender, a chavrusa, and a couple of first seders. But just to have a little bit of an understanding of, at the very least, what's difficult to understand from a posh pshat perspective. Number one. So there's a machzik who's on a piece of property. A ma'ara comes and he tells him, what are you doing on this piece of property? It belongs to me. So he tells him back, it once belonged to you, but I bought it from you. Prove to me that you bought it. And he pulls out a shtar. Guy says, the shtar is mezuyev. So he whispers to Rabbi's ear, it's true, the shtar is mezuyev, but you should know, I really had a good shtar. I lost it, and I figured, let me try to intimidate him with this fake shtar. I thought that he would be moider, that it's mine, if he saw the shtar. He rather busted me. The shtar happens not to be a good shtar. But at the same time, you should know, I really had a good shtar. Rabbi was very nispal. Rabbi said that this person has a migu. If he wanted, he could have just denied the fact that the shtar was mezuyev. He could have said that the shtar is really a shtar malia. He didn't have to be so honest. He has a migu. Migu works, and as a result, he's going to end up getting the property. Fake the Rajbam, and he brings it already from Rabbeinu Chananel and all the kadmonim that asked that, is that true if somebody has a shtar and then someone's ma'arer on the shtar? He says the shtar is mezuyev. You can just respond and say, no, in shtar malia, and you're going to be good to go. It's what's known as kim shtaris, right? Everybody knows that although midai raisa eid machsumen al ashtar is nasa kimisha nechkri edusim bebezin, but kim shtaris derabonon. And this is Shas 101, that just because you have a shtar doesn't mean that you can do anything with the shtar. And if somebody wants to be ma'ar on the shtar, he has an ability to do that, and you can't just say no. The shtar is really a good shtar. You have a chiyuv to go ahead and be mekayim the chaysomis. So what did Rabbi say? If he wanted, he could have said the shtar is a good shtar. No, he couldn't have said the shtar is a good shtar. He would have to be mekayim the chaysomis. And he couldn't have been mekayim the chaysomis. Why? Because we just said that the shtar is a fake shtar. So what exactly was his migo? He could have said that the shtar is a good shtar. He would have had to have proven it, and he had no ability to prove it. How do you know that? Because he was minded that the shtar is not a good shtar. So you know he had no ability to prove it. So what's posh of shat? What's the feast over here to even have a migo? So the Rashbam brings several mahalchim head on the stand. And after all the mahalchim that he brings, he says Verisha and Iker. So we'll just mention the first pshat. And that is, the Rashbam in the first pshat says that this shtar was a shtar mezuyev, but not your traditional shtar mezuyev. Your traditional shtar mezuyev is a fake shtar where the edom were forged. The whole story was Lehoyev, Lehnivra, and you were able to somehow forge a document. That's not what happened over here. The shtar was really a proper shtar. It was written by a cipher. You had two edim that signed on the shtar. However, the shtar itself did not mirror a real transaction. It was what was known as a shtar amana. So what's a shtar amana? So this is a person that maybe is applying for a loan and he wants his balance sheet to look better than it really is. And as a result, someone does him a favor and he says, yeah, I'll give you a shtar that says that I recently sold some huge portfolio of assets to you. And as a result, you're going to look like a shiny gvir, and it's going to help your situation. Right? It's what's known as a shtar amana. The shtar is a real shtar. There were no lying taking place. But at the same time, it doesn't represent a real transaction because there was an understanding and there was some handshake and gentleman's agreement that this shtar would never be pulled into court. Well, what happened in Bava Basra, the Flamin Beis, is somebody pulled out a shtar amana. So what happened is when this person went and he said that the shtar is mezuyif, he could have denied it's mezuyif, even though it really was mezuyif. What would his next move have to be? Go be mekayim de chaysamis. There would have been no issue being mekayim de chaysamis because the chaysamis were really legitimate bona fide chaysamis. Well, if that's the case, in what way is it mezuyif? It's mezuyif because it's a shtar amana. He's not telling the truth. That's their little secret, but it was never documented. And as a result, the issue over here was not whether the chaysamis were forged. That was not the noise. The noise over here was this a legitimate shtar? Was it not a legitimate shtar? And being that for sure it was rooted in real chaysamis, he could have been mekayim the chaysamis, and it was based on that that Rabbah said, you have a migo. And that's shitas Rabbah, that he has a maloi l'shaker, because he could have said it's a shtar ma'alya, and based on that, Rabbah said that the machzik is going to get this piece of property. The ma'is Rabbi Yosef was chaylik. Rabbi Yosef told him, at the end of the day, a ma'is samchis, a high shtar, what are you being samech on? You're being samech on this shtar. High shtar, chaspa bahamu. This shtar is a chaspa bahamu. What is Rabbi Yosef saying? Rabbi Yosef saying that at the end of the day, the only schus that the machzik has to be able to keep this property is based on this shtar. And this shtar is not a good shtar. And because this shtar is not a good shtar, how are you going to end up with a piece of property? All the Rishonim, the Rishbam, the Tap Tosfos on the Yomid, the Ramban, all the Rishonim Mucha, what exactly Rabbi Yosef's Taina is. You hear it, but if you think about it, it's really a little bit chaser havana. Meaning he's saying at the end of the day, what schus does he have to get this property? The shtar. The shtar is not a kosher shtar. What do you mean? He has a migo. Migu is a real koicha taina. Migu is an amonus. So that at the end of the day, his taina was that I bought this piece of property. Back up the fact that you bought this piece of property. The shtar, chaspa ba'alma, gochin v'lochish. He's winning this based on the shtar, or he's winning this based on his taina that I bought it from you. And that taina is supported with a migu. And being that taina is supported with a migu, why shouldn't he have a migu? And every Rishon muches very, very much to understand Pashup Shana in the Gemara. It's almost not even kedai to speak out one Mahalach. In the raid, we will. But in terms of just going through the Gemara right now, if you take a look at the Rashbam says that once he's moida that the shtar is not a kosher shtar, it becomes a migu b'makom edim, because haydos batin kamei edim dami, that the shtar is a pasul shtar. But the problem is, who cares if the shtar is a pasul shtar? He was just moida that the shtar is a pasul shtar. But he's not being moida that he didn't buy the piece of property. To the contrary, he's saying, I did buy it. So let him be nem with that taina of I purchased it from you. Forget the shtar. You're right. Hadas Baldin that the shtar is not a good shtar. Klape using the shtar, it's somehow a migu b'makom edim. But what about the ikur taina? This is something that we're going to get back to. But for now, what's the shaila? The machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef is in a case where somebody went over with his friend. What are you doing on my property? I bought it from you. Here's the shtar. The shtar is mezuyif. He whispered to Rabbi, it's true, the shtar is mezuyif. However, I had a good shtar. Rabbi loved the taina. He said he has a migu. Rabbi Yosef really didn't like the taina. He said, "Amai samchas a hay shtara chas b'bahamu." So the Gemara says that this story repeated itself. Who the amalei the chavi? There was a person went over to his friend and he said, "Havli me a zuzi de masik nabach. You owe me $100. V'hot shtara. Here's my shtar milva amalei." So the levit told him, "Alva shtara is naifu. The shtar is mezuyif. Kochem lachash leil rabba." So again, this person went and he whispered it to Rabba's ear. He said, "In shtar is naifu. It's true. It's a shtar mezuyif. Miu shtar ma'al yahavli. You should not happen to have had a good shtar v'irchas and I lost it. V'minas. I said, 'In kadai b'idai.'" Kaldu, let me walk around with this shtar like this. Maybe I'll be able to get something. Oh, my Rabbah. So Rabbah said the same exact time. Maloi l'shaker, iboi, amalei shtar ma'ayu. He has a migo. If he wants, he could have said that the shtar is a good shtar. He didn't have to be moida the malva that the shtar is a shtar mezuyif. And from the fact that he was moida, that gives him a migo, and therefore he could be moitzi moment. Amalei Rav Yosef said, "Amai kosam kosai hay shtar. What are you being saimichon the shtar? Hay shtar chaspa ba'amu. The shtar is a chaspa ba'amu. Either way, it's the same exact machloek as Rabbi Yosef. In fact, if you look at the Rashbam says kepluchta deleil uba'isana taimim. There's no Rashbam. So for the whole arichas of the Rashbam, he has no comment on this Gemara because this Gemara is verbatim, literally the previous story, stating that Rav Idi Bar Abin. Rav Idi Bar Abin said, "Hilchas like Avasi the Rabba Ba'ara. The halacha is like Rabba as it relates to the first story with the property, the Cheskes Habatim case, the Hilchos Kavose the Rabbi Yosef Bezuzi, but the Halacha is like Rabbi Yosef with regards to the second case. Hilchos Grabba Ba'aru, the Halacha is like Grabba in the first case. Again, what was the first case where the Ma'arer is telling the Machzik that this is my piece of property? The Machzik pulls out a shtar. The Ma'arer tells the Machzik, your shtar that says that you bought the piece of property is mezuyif, and he was gochin v'loch shle the rabba. It's true, it's mezuyif, but I really had a good star. And rabba said he's neman with a migu. So we paskin like rabba as it relates to that halacha. He's going to be neman with a migu. And the reason is because the hechad the kaimara take him. Because right now, who's sitting on this piece of property? The machzik sitting on the piece of property. So when mekabel rabba svara to keep the property by the machzik. Oh, but the hilchus gavasit Rabbi Yosef of Zuzi. But the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef in the case of Zuzi. What was the case of Zuzi? Where, again, it was the same story, but it's a different. The malva goes over to the levi and says, you owe me $100. And he has a shtar. The levi tells the malva the shtar is mezuyif. The malva says, it's true that the shtar is mezuyif, but you should know that I really had a kosher shtar. So Rabbi said, again, maloi l'shaker. Rabbi Yosef said, no, that the migul's not going to work. Over there, we paskin like Rabbi Yosef. And the reason is, the hechad the kai mezuzi, look me. Because what we do is we keep the status quo. And who has the money over there? Not the bala shtar. The loiva is the one that has the money. So you want to go ahead and you want to take money away from the loiva. That's not something that you're going to be able to do. So the halacha is like Rabbah as it relates to Ara, the hechad the kai ma'ara, take him. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef as it relates to Zuzi, the hechad the kai mezuzi, look me. If you look at the Rashbam says that it's like a funny psak. Ravid Barabin said, the halacha is like Rabbi Ba'ara, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef Azuzi. I mean, the Rashbam just finished saying a second ago, Kiplukta de'il uba isana time, that the two machloikis are literally the same exact machloikis. So how could it be that in one case, the halacha is like Rabbi, and the other case, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef? So says the Rashbam, you have to say that really Ravid Barabin was mesopic. He didn't know if the halacha is like Rabbi or if the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. And being that he had a suffix, so what did he say? Misopic, you just leave everything the way it is. So right now, the machzik's in the ara, you leave the machzik with the ara. And right now, the Zuzi's by the loiva, so you're going to leave the Zuzi by the loiva. But it was based on this fact that he was mesupik and he wasn't sure what the halach is, that he said everything should just be the way it is. One more gemar. Ahu arva, there was an arev, the amalei loiva, who told a loiva, havli meya Zuzi, the paraiti lamalva ilavach. So somebody lent money to somebody and there was a co-signer. Malva went over to the Arev. Rashbam works through why he would have gone to the Arev. But the Malva went to the Arev and he says, you co-signed this loan, I want you to pay the loan. And he went and he wrote him a check. The Arev then went to the Loiva and he told the Loiva, I paid this loan on your behalf. You now owe me money. So the Arev goes over to the Loiva and he tells him, Havli Meya Zuzi, give me 100 Zuzi to pay the Malvi Laval because I paid the Malva on your behalf. A Hashtara. And he said, here's the shtar. What did he show him? He said, I have the shtar milva, right? Because when I paid the malva, so the malva gave me the shtar. And the arev holding the shtar is his evidence. It's his proof. It's his document that he actually paid the loan. Amalei, so the loiva told the arev, live piraticho? Didn't I pay you already? Amalei, so he told him back, true, but lav hadru shekaltinu minai. Didn't you take money from me again? Meaning it's true, you did pay me back. But right after you pay me back, I gave you money again. And as a result, you still owe me money. Interesting. Either way, says the Gemara, Shulka Rav Yehuda Rabban Kamid Abayis, Rav Yehuda Rabban sent the following Shaila Tabaya. He said, Ki ay gav no mai. What's going to be the halacha in this case? Meaning, in this situation, could he go now and take the money from him, or could he not take the money from him? Now, what does it have to do with the aforementioned sukya? So if you take a look at the Rashbam, Dibur Hamaschel Kahai Gav Namai. Let's get out of the Rashbam inside. Rashbam says as follows, three lines from the Breit Tashiris. The Loidami Kol Kach L'Shtar Milva Delil. This was similar to the previous case, but it's not mamish the same case. Now, in the previous case, where the guy was moida that the shtar was mezuyah, but he said, you should know, I really had a good shtar, right? This is pretty similar to that. He's coming to him with a shtar milva, based on the fact that, you know, I'm the Arev, I pay down the loan, and as a result, you owe me. And he says that, yeah, I'm asking that really, I'm being a little greasy now, because really you paid me back, but Lamaisa, afterwards, I gave you money again. Sounds like almost the same case. And what makes this even a little bit harder to understand, the Rav Idi Bar Avin just sent the Shaila Tabaya, where Rav Idi Bar Avin paskened already Hilchas Kavasi de Rav Yosef Bezuzi in the previous Gemara. So we know Rav Idi Bar Avin holds as it relates to this case. So why all of a sudden is he sending the Shaila? So says the Rashbam, it's a similar case, but it's not mamish the same case. The Hasam over there, Moida Hoya Balashtar, Sheshtar Acher Hoyoloi, Vinevad, Velokach Ezel, Lios Biodoi, Lischos, aber wa oisoi mizuyefu mamish, loi nichtav al milvaze, hilka chifset. Rav Idi Bar Avin had a tzad that maybe the reason Rabbi Yosef said that there's no way you're going to be able to collect money in the previous case with a malvaz moida that the shtar is mizuyef, it's because the whole shtar was mamish, a made up shtar. There was a good shtar, that shtar was lost, so he literally went and he just made up a shtar. And because he made up a shtar, so it's for that reason he thought that maybe it's going to be a problem. Aval hoch over here, lo yihoyu la'orif shtar achem eyoylam. Over here, there was never another shtar, ki imzeh. This was the original shtar. The hilkach, therefore, afal gafte parinu, even though the loyvet taka paid back the arif, but kiven the hadash shaklinu, being that he took money from him again, ki'ilu loy parinu dami. It's maybe like he'd never really paid him, v'chayiv l'foyroi, and therefore he's going to have to pay him now. Or maybe, mekomakam moidu shaparoi, being that at the end of the day he did pay, and once you pay, it knocks out the shtar, he borrowed money again, so I don't know, you can't use this shtar, right? Shtar shalava boy, upari ain't a chaise of a loiva boy, shekvan nimchal shibude, vahay shtar chasbabam, and this shtar at the end of the day is a chasbabam. The segue between the two Gemaras, and the reason Rav Idi Bar Avin is mesupik about this case, despite the fact that he already passed in Hilchas Kavasi to Rabbi Yosef in the previous case, because in the previous case, Hilchas Kavasi to Rabbi Yosef with the shtar is 100% loy hoyev loy nivra. It's 100% mezoyev. But over here, the shtar was not 100% mezoyev. Because this shtar was once a good shtar. And he's using a shtar that was once a good shtar. Now, it's a little better, it's not 100% better. But that was his shaila. He wanted to know when Rabbi Yosef said, is it only when the shtar is 100% of chas b'balmo? Or did he mean it even in this case? Either way, this is the shaila that he sent to Abaya, Shalach Le'Abaya, Abaya sent back, Mighty Boyle, Ha'iyu, the Omar, Hilchsa Kavase, the Rabbo, the Arab, Hilchsa Kavase, the Rav Yosef, the Zuzi, the Hecha, the Ukmi Zuzi, look, I'm not sure why you're asking me the shaila. Everyone knows you're the Bala Memra, you're the one that paskin Hilchos Kavasi Rabbi Yosef Bezuzi, and this is a classic Hilchos Kavasi Rabbi Yosef Bezuzi. Hani Mili says the Gemara Damalei Hodges Oisavtinu Minoi. The only time this is true is if after the Arev got payment back from the Loiva, so the Loiva asked the Arev, "Would you please lend me money now?" And he said yes. So that loan was a new loan. Aval Amalei Hidartinu Nihaloch Machmas Tahavu Shayfi Vesumki. What would be if the Loiva paid back the Arev and then the Arev took the money in his possession and he looked at the money, he didn't like what he was looking at. The money was eroding a little bit, or the money was turning red, meaning it was going bad, it was rusty, and he didn't feel the money was good. And then he told the Loiva, he says, "Listen, this is not what I consider COD, right? When I tell you to make a payment, I gave you a malva real money, you're going to give me back real money also." So he gave it back to him immediately. Akati Isa L'Shibuda D'Shtara. So then we say that the payment was not a payment, and the Shibud of that Shtar is still in effect. And if the Shibud of that Shtar is still in effect, so now if you want to go and you want to take with this money, this is something that you would be able to do. Either way, it's impossible in 47 minutes to do justice to two sugyas that are this big here in Parakaskas Abatim, but we do what we do. Stating that, as it relates to a little bit of raid. So the topic of the second part of the daf was this machloikis between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, which discussed a situation where somebody went over to somebody. First case was, there's a yid that's living on a piece of property, and then someone comes and he's ma'arer and he says, "This piece of property that you're on right now, this piece of property belongs to me." The machzik said, "It's true that it belonged to you, but right now it belongs to me. I purchased it from you." Bahashtar, and he pulled out a shtar. Amale. So the ma'arer told the machzik, "This shtar is a shtar zayfahu. The shtar is mezuyif. I don't know. You're coming to me. You're telling me that you bought it with this shtar. The shtar is mezuyif." So the Gemara says, "Goch and lochesh leil Rabbi." He whispered into Rabbi's ear, "In shtar zayfahu, miu shtar ma'al yahavli. It's true the shtar is mezuyif, but you should know I had a good shtar, and that shtar got lost. I said, you know what? if I show up to Bezna with a shtar, maybe this guy will take me a little bit more seriously. He'll be a drop intimidated. And as a result, maybe I'll get places. I pulled out the shtar, but I'm asking, the shtar is mazui, but you should know I really had a good shtar. Rabbi heard the taina, Rabbi sent gevaldig. Maloi l'shaker, yiboy amalei shtar ma'alyahu. If he wanted, he could have said the shtar is a shtar ma'alyahu. And as a result, he is going to be believed with amigo. Rabbi Yosef said, no, I'm my son, because I high shtar chas ba'alma, which in English means he's not going to be believed with amigo. Then the Gemara repeated this machloikis Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, not in the context of cheskes habatim, but in the context of a loan. Similar case where somebody went over to someone else and he said, you owe me money, here's a shtar. He told him the shtar is mezuyev, and then the malva was gochen lochish le the rabbi. He said, it's true, the shtar is a shtar mezuyev. However, you should know, I had a real shtar v'irchis. Rabbi said, he didn't have to be so honest. As a result, he's believed with a migu, and the loch is that he's going to be able to collect. Rabbi Yosef said, am I some chsa hai shtar chas b'balmu, and as a result, he's not going to be believed with a migu. So really, what is the machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef and our sugya? Is he believed with a migu, this guy? That he'd have to be so honest. He'd have to say that the shtar is a shtar mezuyev. Or is he not believed with amigo? So here's the question. What is the svaras hamachloikis? Whether or not he should be believed with amigo, or he should not be believed with amigo? Or better, what really is the svara of Rav Yosef, who holds that he's not believed with amigo? Rabbi says he has amigo. Okay, we're all familiar with the concept of amigo. We know Rabbi Chanan's Chakira, his Migu a Kayachataina, his Migu a Namonis. We know Migu has a lot of limitations, but there's an idea called Migu. So Rabbi is very clear. Rabbi says he has a Migu. This might not be the easiest Migu in Shas, but at the end of the day, he has a Migu. Rabbi Yosef says, Amai Somchas, Ahai Shtar, Ahai Shtar, Chas Babaum, a very, very ambiguous language. So it's just to cut through all the language. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yosef, why is this person not believe with amigo that he didn't have to be so honest? So you know who asks this kasha? Toys asks this kasha. It's the top toys on daf lamed beis amed beis. Teimo. The lehemne b'migu di'i boi amashtar ma'aya. Toys is asking on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, why is this person not believe with amigo that he could have said that he had a good shtar? Now it's a little bit interesting because when you learn this toys first, it sounds like toys is asking Rabbi's kasha, right? Usually you have a machloik, it's Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi says like this, Rabbi Yosef says like that. Kum toisvis, tema. He has some other problem. Tema, the lehemne b'migu di yomar shtarim al yehu. Isn't that what Rabbi said? And Rabbi Yosef responded. He said, hai shtara chaspa ba'almuhu. And as a result, you don't have a migu. Now, what exactly Rabbi Yosef means, I'm not sure. There's a hard Rashbam here. Achrayim are also not sure, by the way. And if that's what Tosfos means to ask, like what's Pshat in Rav Yosef, then Tosfos should have said that. Tema, I don't understand the words of Rav Yosef, but Tosfos Keilu is on Decking America. Yeah, that's Rabbi's kasha, and obviously that's something that Rav Yosef has to explain. Either way, the pashtus is, that's really all Tosfos is asking. Tosfos is saying, I don't understand at the end of the day, poshup shad, in what it is that Rabbi Yosef is saying. Says Tosfos, V'teretz Ribera Mordechai, also known as the Rivan. The lo yamrina migu lohitzi mamen. That you want to know why the migu doesn't work in our sugya, it's because it's a migu lohitzi. And everybody knows, migu lohitzi lo yamrina. So you want to have a migu to schlep something out of somebody? That's not something that you're allowed to do. Now, the truth is, let's think about this for a second, going backwards. What was the second case? The second case was where somebody goes over to someone and he pulls out a shtar. You owe me money. The guy says, the shtar is mezuyev. He says, yeah, it's true, the shtar is mezuyev, but you should know I had a good shtar and I lost the shtar. He has a migu, he didn't have to say that. As a result, you want to say that, oh, I have a migu, I didn't have to be so honest, I'm a mailer, you owe me money. Oh, that's a migu lohitzi. That's textbook migu lohitzi. The malve has a migu, they didn't have to be so honest that the shtar was a shtar mezuyev, and as a result, he's going to be mitzi mamen. Zok toisme, zok derivam, it's a migu lohitzi, and migu lohitzi lo yaminun. Oh, but the first case is a little bit tzarech bir, right? Why is the first case a migu lohitzi? Who had the migu in the first case? It's the machzik that had the migu, right? The ma'ara goes over to the machzik. What are you doing in my property? He says, it's my property. I bought it. Here's the shtar. The shtar is mezuyev. Sure, it's mezuyev, but you should know I had another shtar. So Rabbi is believe with amigo. Says Tosis, you want to know why Rabbi Yosef held it's not believe with amigo? Because it's amigo, it's not amigo lahoitzi. Who's sitting on the property right now? The machzik is sitting on the property. So Zok Tosis, umashahu muchzik bekarki. You're going to tell me that Pshan Rabbi Yosef is that it's amigo lahoitzi lo yamrina, and that will explain the case of Zuzi. But how are you going to explain the case of Ara? Isn't he at the end of the day muchzik bekarka? Zok the Rivam, no, ain't a klum. It's not true. The karka becheskas baleh kaima, because karka is always becheskas baleh, and being that karka is always becheskas baleh, so at the end of the day, the machzik is considered the moitzi, and that's why according to Rabbi Yosef, migul haitzi lo yamino. What does Tais mean to say? Tais means to say the raid that we spoke about 2 days ago, the mavoy to chesk sabatim. Tais means to say that it's true when it comes to metaltalin, who's considered the muchzik? The person that's physically holding on to the metaltalin. But when it comes to karka, who's considered the muchzik? The marikama is always considered the muchzik. And who is the marikama? The ma'arer is the marikama. So zok toisvis, the machzik has a migul to take it from the marikama, it's a migul lahoitzi. A migul lahoitzi layaminon. So pshat in Rav Yosef says toisvis is that Rav Yosef holds migul lahoitzi layaminon. It's a migul lahoitzi in the case of the milva. That's pasha. The malva wants to be moitzi mamon from the loiva with a shtar based on a migul. You can't take money out of someone. Migul lahoitzi layamrina. And even in the case of cheskes habatim, where the machzik wants to maintain the property based on a migul, that's also going to be a migul lahoitzi because he's taking from the marakama, and by karka, the muchzik, quote unquote, the one that has the cheskes mamon is not the person that's literally in the karka, unless he's been there for 3 years already. Who is considered the muchzik? The muchzik is considered the marakama. And being that the marakama is the muchzik, so mamon of shach, it's going to be a migul lahoitzi. Agishmaketosis. Demis is, there's the rest of the story to this toisfas. And the rest of the story plays itself out on a very famous daf and chas, Bava Metzia daf Beis Hamad Aleph. Tois over there also brings this rivam. And Tois over there asks the other way. And that is, Rabba holds that Maloi L'Shaker Iboi Omale Shtarim Al Yehu. What happened to Migul Lahoitzi Layamrina? Midi Tois over here is asking that L'Chaira, what's Pshat Rav Yosef? Why doesn't he have a Migul? And for Toisvis, because it's a Migul Lahoitzi. Okay, so Rav Yosef just hit the ball over the net. Rabba now has to explain his position. Rabba, it's a Migul Lahoitzi. So how could you say that there is a Migul? What happened to Migul Lahoitzi Layamrina? Now the truth is, before Toisvis, above Metzia, Daf Beis Amid Aleph, on that Toisvis, on Daf Beis, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas sends you to another Toisvis, above Metzia. This is Daf Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph. This is mamish, like real for Seder. Where Toisvis on Daf Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph is discussing the halacha of Migul Lahoitzi. And listen to a lashon of Toisvis. Quote, Umiyu, Lamanda Omar Becheskes Habatim. The Amar Migul Lahoitzi Layam Rinan Tzarech Loimar Kepir Shabenu Tam, etc. etc. Toisvis Ki'ilu made it sound like these two shittas, whether Migul Lahoitzi Amrinan or Migul Lahoitzi Layam Rinan. Where does Toisvis have this machloikis? Toisvis has this machloikis in Perik Cheskes Habatim. Zok Rab Kiva Eger, where in Cheskes Habatim is there a machloikis, whether Migul Lahoitzi Yamrinan or Migul Lahoitzi Lo Yamrinan? It's machloikis Rabban and Rabbi Yosef. Because Toisvis brought from the Rivam, what's Pshana Rabbi Yosef that holds that you don't say Migul, it's Migul Lahoitzi Lo Yamrinan? If that's the case, so what's Pshana Rabba? Why does Rabba say, yeah, Migul? Oh, the Teretz, since Rabba must hold Migul Lahoitzi Yamrinan. And that's this Toisvis second to last line on the Amid in Daf Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph here in Masechtas Bava Metzia, where it's Mavur in Toisvis that it's really a machloik is whether Migul Lahoitzi Amrina, Migul Lahoitzi Amrina. So Zok Rab Kiva Eger, you want to know what's Pshat and Rab? Rabba holds Migul Lahoitzi Amrina. In other words, the machloik is Taka Rab and Rab Yosef, whether Migul Lahoitzi Amrina or Migul Lahoitzi Amrina. So throughout Chas, everyone knows Migul Lahoitzi Amrina. It's not so poshit. You have to know this Gilyan Ashas in Bava Metzia, that Bezam and Aleph, not so Favarfin, who stells to a Toisvis in Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph in Masechtas Bava Metzia, with Toisvis learns up that really there's a machlekes amiram by the migul lahoitzi amrina, migul lahoitzi lo yamrina, and it's a machlekes rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. It's actually interesting because if you look at that Toisvis on Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph, umiul man do amar becheskes habatim do amar migul lahoitzi. So the Maseres Hashas says, where's this man do amar? Bava Basra daf mem dalit. Kveger obviously thought that it wasn't Bava Basra daf mem dalit. He thought it was Bava Basra daf lamid beis. If you have some of the fancier, newer gemaras, so there's a little ois vav that says not mem dalit, but lamid beis amid beis, which of course is based on this Rav Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas. But the bottom line is, you want to know what's pshat in Rav Yosef? I migu migul lahoitzi layamrinan. Ayo bazei, what's pshat in Rabba? The Teretz is Rabba holds migul lahoitzi amrinan. So machlok is Rabba Rav Yosef is whether migul lahoitzi amrinan or whether migul lahoitzi. Tosfos himself on Daf Beis Amud Aleph says a different teretz. Tosfos says that it could be Rabbi Be'etzim holds Migu L'Hoitzi Lo'yam Rinan, but this Tosfos is better than this Migu is better than a regular Migu. And the reason is because this Migu is a Migu Di Ibay Shasak. Your classic Migu is that you're saying good, but you could have said better, right? You tied it X, you could have tied it Y. That's always a good Migu. That is a Migu. But really, there's another level of Migu which is better, and that is, you tied it X, if you wanted, you could have just been quiet. And had you said nothing, you would have won. That's a better Migu, says Tosfos. And being that over here, the person could have been Shosik, and he would have won. What do you mean, he could have been Shosik? He didn't have to say, in Shtar Malya, then he should have just been quiet. And had he been quiet, says Tosfos, he would have won the case. So over here, Rabbi holds Migu L'Hoitzi Yaminan. So according to Tosfos, in Bav Metzia, that Beis Amaral, Be'etzim Rabbi holds Migu L'Hoitzi Lo Yaminan. Why then is he chaylik with Rav Yosef in our sugya? It's because he has a Migu Di Yibayi Shasak, and Migu Di Yibayi Shasak is better than a regular Migu. Kedeger, based on Tosfos, and Daf Kufta Zayin, and Aleph in Bav Metzia says that the Machloikis is gufa, whether Migu L'Hoitzi Yaminan, Migu L'Hoitzi Lo Yaminan. Either way, this is the Shita Sarivam, which is very important. That Tosfos mentions here in Bava Basra Lamed Beis Amud Beis, that Tosfos mentions also in Bava Metzia that Beis Amud Aleph. But I want to move now to the second Tosfos on the Yamin. Tosfos Dibra Maskel VeHilchaso Kavase DeRabbi Ba'ar. So after the Gemara brought the Machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef in the two cases, so the Gemara said Amr Avidi Barabin Hilchaso Kavase DeRabbi Ba'ar VeHilchaso Kavase DeRabbi Yosef Bezuzi. Rabbi Idi Barabin came and he was Machria. He said Allah is like Rabbi Yosef when it comes to Zuzi, and Allah is like Rabba when it comes to Aaron. He explained, Hilchasa Kavase Kirabba Ba'ara. Why? The Hechatakai Ma'ara Tekum. The Machzik has the Karka. Let him keep the Karka. Hilchasa Kavase Rabbi Yosef Zuzi. The Hechatakai Mezuzi. Look me. The Loiva has the money. Let the Loiva keep the money. We mentioned when we learned the Gemara that the Rashbam says that Rabbi Yidi Barabin is not paskining like Rabbi Ba'aron, like Rabbi Yosef Azuzi. But rather, Rabbi Yidi Barabin was not sure what the halach is. He was mesupik. And because he was a mesupik, so he said, what do? You just leave everything where it is. Right now, the machzik is sitting on the ara. You're going to keep the ara. Right now, the loiva is sitting with the money, so you're going to end up keeping the money. But it was because he was mesupik what the halach is, it's for that reason that he went about it the way he went about it. Tosfos brings the pirush of the Rashbam, and he doesn't like the Rashbam's pshat. First, he says it's dachuk. The oid, he says, the loshen is not mashma that way. Because what's Rav Yidi Barabin's loshen? Hilchasa kavase de rabbi ba'ara. The hilchasa kavase de rabbi Yosef Bezuzi. What does it sound like? We paskin like rabbi here. We paskin like rabbi Yosef there. It doesn't sound like he's mesopic. If he's mesopic, what would he have said? We're going to fearzach like Rabbi here, and we're going to fearzach like Rabbi Yosef there. It's not what he said. He said, we paskin. It sounds like he is being machriya in halacha. That as it relates to the first shiloh, the halacha is like Rabbi. As it relates to the second shiloh, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. And it's a pella. How could you understand that? But al kuponim, it's not mashman like the Rashbam. So zogt, Tosfos, what would be the hezber v'nir aluri? I'm reading Tosfos inside. The hainu time of the hilchasa the arakirab ukrab Yosef ezuzi mishum da amrinon migu lo ukmi mamoina. The Islam the Ukmi Arab Becheskas Mora the Kaima Hashta. You want to know Pshat in Rav Yidi Barabin? It's because Rav Yidi Barabin held that what's the shaila over here between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef? The shaila is whether or not you have a migu. What's it tali in whether or not you should have a migu? Migu lahoitzi amrinan or migu lahoitzi lo amrinan. The way the Rivam explained it right in the beginning of the sugi, like Tosfos says it. On Daf Beis Amud Aleph, like Tosfos says it in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph. What's playing out over here is whether we view this as a Migu L'Hoitzi or whether we don't view this as a Migu L'Hoitzi. Rav Yidi Barabin held that as it relates to the Zuzi, it's a Migu L'Hoitzi. But as it relates to the Ara, it's not a Migu L'Hoitzi. Pirish Amilois, as it relates to the Zuzi, the Malva wants to schlep money out of the Leiva with a Migu, that's a quintessential textbook example of a Migu L'Hoitzi. Migu L'Hoitzi L'Yamrinan. But as it relates to the Machzik wanting to keep the property that he's sitting in right now with a Migu, that's Zok Tosfos. Rav Yidi Barabin held is not a Migu L'Hoitzi, that's a Migu L'Hachzik. A Migu L'Hachzik Amrinan. Yeah, Tosfos? Tosfos literally blatantly contradicted himself from one Tosfos to the other. Right, these two huge Shas Tosfosin that are here in Bava Basra Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, blatantly contradict each other. Right, in the top, Tosfos said, Pshat Rabbi Yosef, why he holds you don't say migos, because the migos holds the eye. What about the case where the machzik is in the karka? Yeah, because he'd be moitzi from the marakama. And being moitzi from the marakama is migos holds. And then Tosfos has a whole shtickle Torah, Hilchasik Avasi, the Rabbi Ba'ara. Why? Because that's a migos hachzik. Yeah, Rabbi Yosef is losing because that's migos holds, but this is a migos hachzik. How do you make the two Tosfos in shtem? But it's pasha, right? I think it's pasha. I think it's aleph base, not even a kasha. Tosfos in the first Tosfos is explaining Shitas Rav Yosef. Tosfos in the second Tosfos is explaining Shitas Rav Idi Barabin. Rav Yosef holds Migul Lohoitzi Lo Yamrinon. And Rav Yosef holds that Sai the Malva being Moitzi Momin from the Loiva, and Sai the Machzik being Moitzi the Ara from the Marakam, are both examples of Migul Lohoitzi and Migul Lohoitzi Lo Yamrinon. That is Shitas Rav Yosef. Gesundheit, you're allowed to hold your Shita Rav Yosef. Rav Idi Barabin Scholik. Rav Idi Barabin says, I'm maskim that in the case of the malva schlepping money from the loiva, that's a migul hoitzi. But I'm choylik. I hold that when the machzik is keeping his piece of property, that's not a migul hoitzi. I hold that's a migul hachzik. Because let's be honest, he's the guy sitting on the piece of property. So I hold that's a migul hachzik. I mean, that's a migul hachzik. That's the why he came out the way he came out. In other words, Rabba holds, you always say Migul. Why do you always say Migul? Because either he doesn't hold of the whole Migul Haitzi business, or he holds it's a Migul Dibay Shasik. Migul Dibay Shasik is Shainak Besser and Migul. Rabbi Yosef holds very much of Migul Haitzi Layamrinon. And even if it's a Migul Dibay Shasik, still Migul Haitzi Layamrinon. And he grabbed the held up both of these cases, are both cases of Migul Haitzi. Rabbi Idi Baravin, according to the Ri, was a Kosova Shlishi, a Machriya Beneim. He be'etzim agrees to Migul Haitzi Layamrinon. And he holds Migul Haitzi Layamrinon even when the Migul is a Migul Dibayu Shasik, stating that he's chaylik with Rabbi Yosef in one prat. Whereas Rabbi Yosef held that the machzik holding on to his piece of property is being moitzi from the marakama, that's where Rabbi Barabin's chaylik, and he holds you're not being moitzi, you're being machzik. So I agree with Rabbi Yosef by Zuzi, because for sure the malv is flipping out money, thus hilchas akavasi the Rabbi Yosef is Zuzi, but when it comes to Ari, hilchas akavasi the Rabbi Bar, and hilchas akavasi, I hold halacha lema, I'm a supik like the Rashbam, I hold halacha lema, because you're not being moitzi mamon, you're being machzik. Why being machzik? Because you're the one that's on the property. In other words, the machlokes Rav Yosef and Rav Idi Barabin. Chayes Rav Yosef and Rabba that the Rishonim deal with. But what's the machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rav Idi Barabin? That's a new machlokes. What's that machlokes? That machlokes is whether the machzik is considered a moitzi when he's trying to use this migu to take from the marakama, or whether he's considered a machzik when he's trying. What's the tzad? He should be a moitzi, because when it comes to karka, I thought there's no such thing as a machzik. You always go based on the marakam. What's tzad? He should be a machzik. Now, let's be honest. The end of the day, he's being machzik. Right? That's what's going on in these tzitzis. That's pasha. This is like all the pshat of them. But the Maisa, the London, Reb Shmuel Yankiv, and all the greats of London, Reb Reuven Grzowski, v'chulu, they're all very, very famuchet. Because at the end of the day, this top Tosfos that explained Rav Yosef, why Rav Yosef would hold that the machzik is considered a moitzi, is really based on Aleph Beis. It's based on the introduction to Cheskes Sabbatim. It sounds fancy to us, but the truth is, it's pasha to the London. There's no muchzik when it comes to karka. The muchzik is the marakama. And if that's the case, if you're trying to take from the marakama, you're for sure being moitzi, which is what Tosfos said right at the top of the Yom. That is the Rivan. That's why Rav Yosef is considering this migu, even in the case of the machzik, in the case of the ara, as being a migu lahoitzi. So if that's the case, what's pshar Rav Idi Barabin? So Rav Idi Barabin has a whole different shas. He holds that when it comes to karka, you could be considered the muchzik, and you don't go bust in the marakama, and that would be like the convenient way to explain this. But at the end of the day, the achroinim don't like it. And that's why, if you're going to learn this next level as far as lamdas, you have to accept that kuli alma loy pligi, that avada the muchzik when it comes to ara is the marakam. And that's pshat in the first Tosfos. And if that's the case, tzorich iyun, what's pshat in shitas Rav Idi Barabin? Yeah, we chab the chilek, we chab the vark, and balabatish geret, I mean, if balabatish geret, we want to start at this, but balabatish geret, we can easily wrap this up right now and go to sleep. But the Lomdim are not happy. And the Lomdim really are starting here. Because at the end of the day, What Tosfos said on the top is poshut, because nobody can argue with that. The Marukam is considered the muchzik, and if you're trying to take from the Marukam, you could be sitting on this property from today till tomorrow. At the end of the day, you're a migul lahoitzi, and if you hold migul lahoitzi la mirin, which is shittas revida by Rabban, so what's pshan hilchas akavasi the Rabban bar? So I'll just tell you one vart. This comes from Reb Ruvain in Masechtas Ksubis, who says a davar niflan, just with a tiny bit of an introduction. The introduction comes very much from the shiur from Shmuel Yankiv. And that is as follows. If you ask the man on the street, why is it migul lahoitzi la mirin? This is the punchline. Why isn't it migul lahoitzi la mirin? I don't know, migul works. So why lahoitzi does it not work? So I think he would tell you, it's because when it comes to being moitzi mamin, zeh klal gadol b'din, ha-moitzi mechaveri olav araya. You could just take money out of somebody. Ein hochem b'mamin achar aroif, right? Muchzik, cheskes mamin. If somebody's holding on to something, it's his. And by the way, the lumdus is not even like, we have a suffix, but he's the muchzik, and Mimele gets to keep it. It's his because if you're holding on to something, there's no suffix. Yeah, if you're wearing the tie, it's your tie. And that's just the way you have arrived that it's yours. I mean, that guy's wearing it. It's his, right? This is just the way it is. That's the din muchzik. And migu is not enough to be moitzi from muchzik. That's for sure the posh way to understand it. Stating that, Rav Shmuel Yankiv said that chabaraya for a Rashba, that's not the way it is. This Rashba is in a tshuva. It's short and it's fire. The Rashba over there was discussing the halacha of migul lahoitzi lo yamrino. Explains it a little bit and says the Rashba. You can ask me a kasha. We know hapesha asar, hapesha hiter, right? If someone asers and then he's mater, oh, it's what's known as a pesha asa pesha hiter. It is a migul. It's not a migul. It's similar to migul. There's a concept pesha asa pesha hiter. The Gemara says ksubas chabezam and aleph. What's the makar to pesha asa pesha hiter? So the Gemara says it says in the pasuk as biti nosati leish hazeh. When the man said as biti nosati leish, his daughter became also to all the ishes, became also to everybody in the world, because you don't know who the ish is. When he said, hazeh, oh, now she's mutted to this person. How does he have a right to do that? He said, it's biti nosati l'ish. So based on that, before he said the word hazeh, she's also to this man. Now he said, hazeh, all of a sudden, she's mutter? Mechatesi, oh, because he's the one who said, oh, ish. See, he's the menema to say hazeh. It's biti nosati l'ish hazeh. Mikan, you learn pesha asa pesha. The freak the Rashba in a tshuva, and this is a chela gimel simen, shinun gimel. He says, I don't understand. If migu lahoitzi is loyam rinon, then pesha asa pesha hitter lahoitzi also should be loyam rinon. So how could it be that after this person assered this man with a pesha asser, he could be mutter this man? That's a migul lahoitzi. Why is it a migul lahoitzi? Because you're being moitzi him from Isser. Or you're being moitzi her from Isser. So why is that not a migul? Zok de Rashba, nu, lava fuke mamishu. It's not mamish migul lahoitzi, says the Rashba. I hear the Rashba talking. He reads it on Durich. He says, but at the end of the day, that's not a real... Frank, Rav Shmuel Yankiv, this is migul lahoitzi. If the aside of migul lahoitzi is... that muchzik and cheskes mamon is so fast that you can't be moitzi from a muchzik with a migul. What was the Rashba's havamino that is biti nasati leish hazeh should be a problem of migul lahoitzi? So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said it's muchach from here that the yisoid of migul lahoitzi has nothing to do with muchzik. It's not a din in muchzik. It's not the var that muchzik is so fast that you can't take from a cheskes mamon. You can't take from a muchzik with a moitz. It's not the nakuda. It's not the punchline. It could be in the world of Hamoitze Mechavei all of a raya, Migu even is a raya. It's not the Nakuda. It's not the Nakuda. Could be it's a raya, Mamish. But Migu Lahoitze is still Layam Rinan. And the reason is because the Yisoid of Migu Lahoitze Layam Rinan is Migu works to maintain the status quo. Migu does not work to change the status quo. So Migu Lahoitze, you want to start being Mahapich Toi Lomis with a Migu? Can't do that. Lahachzik, to maintain the status quo, that's something you can do. Aber lahoitzi, to be mahapech the status quo, that's not something you could do. And that's why the Rashba had a little bit of a problem. The Rashba said, if you can use a migul to be mahapech the status quo, then how do you understand every espiti nosati leish hazeh? Why is that not a migul lahoitzi? If it's al cheskes mamon, there's no cheskes mamon, it's just a heter over there. What shaykh is? The teretz is because you're changing. It's not really a tushta. But the point is that the yisoid of migul ha'itzei lo yamrinan is not mitzad the alimus of muchzik. The yisoid of migul ha'itzei lo yamrinan is you can't use a migu to go ahead and change the status quo. So Yaakov brings shamati ledakdek bozem mechacham echad. So I don't know who chacham echad is, but Shmuel Yaakov says that he heard a beautiful diktuk from a chacham echad. This is such a Reb Shmuel Yaakov diktuk. The Gemara says in the beginning of Shoshan Ogaches Hapara, right? Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Zudav Reis Sumches, the Amr Mamun Amut Basav Chalkin. Avach Chachamim Ma'irin. Right? What do the Chachamim say? Zek Klal Gadol B'Din. Hamoitzim Mecha. There you all of a rayo. So the Gemara says, Lamali the Meimer Zek Klal Gadol B'Din. Like, you know, like, we have to be so dramatic. I hear Sumches. You don't agree with Sumches. Zek Klal Gadol B'Din. You know, you could say it without all the fire. Lamali the Meimer afraid the Gemara Zek Klal Gadol B'Din. It sounds like it's coming to be Moisif something. The Gemara says, yeah. Oh, Shainemol is coming to be Moisif. Number one, it's coming to be Moisif. Even if the person trying to be mighty is a bari, and the person trying to hold on for dear life is a sheva. And namal bari v'shema bari yadav. Zek klal gadol b'din. Even if you're a bari, bari's not going to work. Hamoitzi mechaber al bari. Or better, what would be if the mighty has a roiv? Roiv always works. Achri rabim lahatis. Isa come on, lesa come on. Zek klal gadol b'din tells me that even roiv is not going to work. In other words, the Gemara was trying to bring out, what's the chiddush of zek klal gadol b'din? The chiddush is that cheskes mamin is so stark, it works even b'makim bari v'shema. It works even b'makim. So the chacham echatayinit, why didn't the Gemara say better? Why didn't the Gemara also say, Zek klal gadol b'din is coming l'rabbis u'lechadish, that migu l'hoitzi lo yamina. That even though there's something called migu throughout Shas, or b'zek klal gadol b'din, ha'moitzimechavei olivarayah, that you can't use a migu. You can't use a bari v'shema, you can't use a roi, right? Follow the panner. Migu l'hoitzi also lo yamina. You can't use a migu. So Rav Shmuel Yaakov said, the chacham echad said, it's a raya to this raid. That you say the migu l'hoitzi lo yamina has nothing to do with zek klal gadol b'din, ha'moitzimechavei olivarayah. Could be in hilchis raya, maybe even is a raya. That's not the word. The word is migu l'hoitzi lo yamina, you can't change status quo. Yeah, grade chapsach and afkemina and dine mominus, but chapsach and afkemina kimavur bad rajba in isavah heter as well. The esoid of migul hoitzei lo yamrinan has nothing to do with zek klal gadol b'din amoitzei mechaveri olav arayim. That's a bitoy in the power and the alimus of muchzik. Migul hoitzei lo yamrinan has nothing to do in muchzik. The esoid of migul hoitzei lo yamrinan is you can't change the status quo. So said Rabbi Reuven Grzovsky, zafize yesh loymar. That's pshat. That's Pshan in the Re. That's Pshan in Rav Idi Barabin. Avad the Rav Idi Barabin is Moida to what Tosis said on top of the Yom. That when it comes to Karka, you want to know who's the Muchzik. The Muchzik's always the Marakama. The Muchzik is not the person that's in the property. And you can't even make this a Machloikis Amiran because it's so posh. Because it's the Mavri to Cheskes Abatim. There's no question in the world who is the one that's considered the Muchzik when it comes to Ara. It's always going to be considered the Marakama. Aye, if that's the case, Vosok Rabidi Barabin, Hilchasa Kavasid Rabbi Yosef. And Hilchasa, like Tosfos says, B'shem Deri, that it's Mamish Halacha L'Maisa. Thus he holds Migul Lohitzi Lo Yamrinan. But here, being that the Machzik is being Machzik, so we don't see it as a Migul Lohitzi, we look at it as a Migul Lohachzik. What do you mean it's not a Migul Lohitzi? You're taking it from the Marakama. Isn't that Migul Lohitzi? He said, Rabbi Reuven, if Migul Lohitzi Lo Yamrinan would mean Zeklau Gadol B'Din HaMoitzi Mechavei Al V'Rayo, that you can't be Moitzi from the Cheskes Mamon. Who has the Cheskes Mamon? The Marakama has the Cheskes Mamon. So that would be a Chesaron. But Migul Hoitzi Lo Yamrinan, like we're saying, has nothing to do with taking from the Muchzik. The Yisoid of Migul Hoitzi Lo Yamrinan is you can't change the status quo. Let's be honest. Who's on the property right now? The Machzik's on the property right now. If the Machzik's on the property, his Migul's not changing the status quo. It's maintaining the status quo. You're right. In Lomdis, you want to know where's the Muchzik? The Marakam is the Muchzik. Oh, but who's the status quo? The Machzik's on the property. Migul Hoitzi Lo Yamrinan says you keep it the way it is. And as a result, this is not a Migul Hoitzi. This is a Migul Hachzik. If Migul Hoitzi Lo Yamrinan was a din in Muchzik, it's a din in Zekal Gadol B'Din HaMoitzi Mechavei Olav HaRaya, then you're Gerech. Then you can't think Zekal. What Tosfos said on the top of the Yomid from the Rivon. The Marakam is the Muchzik. Oh, but if the Yisoid of Migul Hoitzi Lo Yamrinan is he can't change the status quo, I don't care who the Muchzik is. It's not a din in Muchzik. It's true by Yitzhak Ha'etah, Kimavur, by Raj, by Chayla Gimel. The Yisoid of Davar is can't change the status quo. I'm not changing the status quo. The Machzik was on it. You continue to be on it. It's your field. You're a farmer. You work it. You do what you gotta do. Be Chayush, Peshaz, Charish, Be Zerem, Peshaz, Rir. The Machloikis from Rabbi Yosef, Idi Baravi, Ken Nitzayin. Z zogin the gedayle at Rosh Hashiva is whether or not we view the marakam as the muchzik or the machzik as the muchzik. The marakam is the muchzik every day of the week. What then is the shayla? In this nusach, the shayla is more of a migul ha'itzi than a shayla. Is migul ha'itzi layam ninon that you can't take from the muchzik? By the way, the ktsois in many places says mefurish. Migul ha'itzi layam ninon is not like the Rosh Hashivas are saying. Migul ha'itzi layam ninon is based on the fact that zek klal gadol b'din ha'mitzi mechavei olav araya. And just like Bari v'shem can't be mitzi from a muchzik, and just like Reiv can't be mitzi from a muchzik, migul can't be mitzi from a muchzik. And that's shittas Rabbi Yosef in our sugya. That's the Rivam. That's the first taisus on the yamid that says the machzik using a migul would be a migul ha'itzi. Rabbi Di Bar Avin was chaylik. The reason Rabbi Di Bar Avin was chaylik is not because he saw the muchzik in character differently, but because he held that migul ha'itzi is not a din in muchzik. Rather, it's a din and not changing the status quo.